Five of the world's seven turtle species are found in the Gulf of Mexico. The loggerhead, leatherback, hawksbill, green, and Kemp's Ridley. Each of these species is currently classified as either threatened or endangered. Human development on turtle nesting beaches, harvesting of eggs, slaughtering for food and consumer products, and incidental capturing by the fishing industry are to blame for the dwindling populations. The most endangered of the five species at the park is the Kemp's Ridley turtle. Sea turtles have never had it easy. They have always had a lot of predators that dig up and eat their eggs, predators that eat the hatchlings, and predators that eat them once they have made it into the surf and head out into the deep sea. The Division of Sea Turtle Science and Recovery at Padre Island National Seashore conducts an active science, conservation, and public education program on behalf of all five sea turtle species. Other local, state, national, and international partnerships also contribute to the saving of these magnificent marine animals. An extensive program to find nesting turtles is aided by island volunteers, as many as 140 a year. Patrols are made repeatedly of the island each day in search of nesting turtles and their eggs in an effort to protect them from various natural and human-related threats. The park has seen success with its efforts. In 2007, 128 Kemp's Ridley nests were located in Texas, 73 of them at Padre Island. Nesting is more than doubling every 1 to 3 years, and increases in nests are expected to continue. When a nest is found, the eggs are removed and placed in incubators for protection, care, and monitoring. Other information collected is the date the nest was found and where the nest was found. A hatch date is also predicted. 1 or 2 days after hatching, the young turtles are released back into the Gulf of Mexico. This is a grand event at the park, and the public is invited to watch the release. These happen sporadically during the summer and usually begin around 6:45 a.m. Visitors are also encouraged to do their part to help protect these endangered species. All tracks, live or dead sea turtles spotted on the beach, should be reported immediately to a park ranger. Do not detain nesting turtles or hatchlings on the beach or force them back into the water.